Welcome to a Techniques in Coloproctology podcast. I'm speaking from the meeting international conference Anal Fistula, where I'm sitting with Damian Garcia Olmo from the Fundación Jiménez Díez of Madrid, and his work is known around the world on stem cell treatment of anal fistula, and this is the topic that I'm going to discuss with Dr. Garcia Olmo. Welcome to this Techniques in Coloproctology podcast.
Thank you very much, Giuseppe. I am available for you.
Thank you. I'm going to let you introduce to our listener the treatment of anal fistula with adipose tissue stem cell. If you can give us an introduction of the studies that you have carried out so far and like a broad view of the stem cell treatment for anal fistula.
The idea of the use stem cell for anal fistula bore with the problem with a patient who had Crohn disease and perianal disease, because it's a real medical need and it's so difficult to treat. And normally an important percentage of this kind of patient had incontinence. And then we look for a new method in order to improve the healing of the area of the Crohn disease.
And then from Crohn's disease, how did you get to the idea of harvesting stem cells and injecting stem cells?
From the beginning of the use of cell therapy for a lot of disease in the human body, we look for the best source of cells in order to produce anti-inflammatory effect. And The cell from adipose tissue show a very, very effect in order to modulate the immunology and in order to diminish the inflammation of the area. And then we, after perform a lot of basic experiment, we detect that adipose-derived stem cells are a real immunomodulatory cells and a real anti-inflammatory effect. With this data, we translate to the human with using the clinical trial process, and we perform a phase one, and after a phase two, and later a phase three clinical trial. And then we observe that this data from the basic research that this kind of cell are very, very anti-inflammatory, we observe this anti-inflammatory effect in the patient who had Crohn's disease. The other idea is how this kind of cell work in patient who had cryptolandular fistula. And we have a lot of experience in this way, but the results are not brilliant like in Crohn's disease.
Can you summarize what are the results of the fistula closure in Crohn's disease for this treatment?
I think that the best important in this treatment that is a non-aggressive treatment. It's a real minimal invasive treatment. The surgical treatment in these cases is only cleaning the fistula tract, close the internal opening, and then put the cells. This procedure is a very, very safety procedure. There is not incontinence. It's a fantastic post-operatory time. According with the result, we can observe that near to 60% of the patient after the first treatment became close the fistula. This is only with one injection. We can repeat the injection, and when we repeat the injection, we observe similar result. And then, after two-time treatment, we observe near to 75% of good closure of the fistula. And the more important, this close is sustainability. We observe after 1 year, 2 years, that the recurrence after close is very, very low.
Can you summarize the results of a stem cell injection in fistula tracts for cryptoglandular fistula?
We have only limited data, and we have only interim data. But the main question is that in cryptoglandular fistula, using this minimal aggressive method, we achieve in the control group excellent result. And so it's difficult to compare, it's difficult to observe a statistical difference between the use of cells or between with the use of only a minimal aggressive result. For example, if we use in very, very complex fistula, we perform aggressive cleaning with curettage and close of the internal opening, nothing and nothing more, we observe that near to 40-50% achieve a good closure of the external opening. And if we add cells, we observe improve, but this improve is so difficult to assure that there is a significant difference.
You touched upon the use of a combination of injection of stem cell and closure. In a discussion that we had earlier on today, you were telling me about the final goal would be not to do any surgical procedure and just to do a stem cell injection. At this point, you are still doing a surgical procedure on the fistula and injecting it with a stem cell. Is that correct?
Yes, I have experience mixing different procedures. For example, we perform in very difficult fistula. You perform, for example, in rectovaginal or ureterovaginal, ureterorectal fistula. We perform a flap, and under the flap, we put cells. This technique, in our experience, but it's a limited experience. It's not a perfect phase 3 clinical trial as are normal. But in our experience, we improve results, but because cells are potent healing factors. Also, we have experience mixing cells with fibrin glue, for example. And when we mix the cells with fibrin glue, we observe an improvement of the effect. Nevertheless, we can assure that mixing different procedure, we can achieve better result. But the rationale is very high in the idea that if we mix different approach in order to cure the fistula, we can achieve better result.
Is there any trial underway now to quantify the benefits of injection of stem cell, either in Crohn's disease or in cryptoglandular fistula, that will give us an answer to these questions?
I think that to perform clinical trials in fistula is a very, very difficult due to the high variability, the high clinical variability. It's very difficult to perform a robust clinical trial in order to obtain robust data.
Are you offering the stem cell injection clinically outside clinical trials, I assume, at your institution?
Yes, but until now, we are using the compassionate use for a special patient. But now, Takeda Corporation is commercialized on kind of cells, our cells, and the name is Alofi-cel, and you can buy in Germany and UK, in the future, I think, in all the world.
And these are stem cells that they're not autologous stem cells, they are stem cells that you can take off the shelf.
Yes, we start our works using autologous stem cell. But after a lot of experiment, we observe that it's, in clinical set, it's so difficult to sustain an autologous method. Because in a thin patient, for example, who had Crohn's disease, it's so difficult to perform a liposuction. And after obtaining the cells, you need to glue the cells. In some cases, patients had very, very fissured pathological problem and the cell do not grow in normal condition. And the other way, in some cases, we lost the cell due to infection or due to the process. And then the autologous set in the real clinical activity is so difficult to sustain. And then we change to the allogenic cells after a lot of basic experiment, and we observe that this kind of cell, this mesenchymal stem cell, are a privileged cells because do not express the clase 2 histopathological antigen, and then there is you can use without immunomodulation, without immunosuppression, and we can say that this kind of cell are common for all human or all human. And then we can use without immunosuppression, and then this allogenic use is very, very easy for a clinical real practice.
During this meeting, I heard one talk about lipogems, and this is a technique that we did also publish on techniques in coloproctology. The article is called Microfragmented Adipose Tissue for the Treatment of Complex Anal Fistula, a pilot study, and yesterday they gave us an update. So these are filtering systems that allow the simultaneous injection, harvesting and injection of stem cells that are widely available and also, I presume, less expensive than culturing stem cells. Can you comment about this system and if they are comparable to harvested adipose tissue stem cells?
Yes, I know lipogen, and I think it's an excellent idea. My team, in the beginning of our experiment, we work with harvesting of the cells after liposuction, and we use a similar product than lipogen, and we achieve also fantastic results. But after a lot of experiment or a lot of experience, we observe that the sustainability of the clothes after the use of product from fat without culture the cells are not, we observe a lot of recurrence. This recurrence is the probably due to that the product that we put into the fistula, into the around of the fistula, is not a live product. And this is the difference. If you use extract from fat, you can accelerate, you can speed in the healing of the area. But the sustainability probably is due to the niche formation that produce when we put live cells in the area. In this idea, we can think that lipogen or stromal vascular fraction, fresh stromal vascular fraction after liposuction, can be useful in the case of cryptoglandular fistula, because this is not a chronic disease. But for chronic disease, I think that we need live cells.
Thank you very much for all this information. And the last question is, where do you see the stem cell treatment for anal fistula going in the next 2 years?
I think that probably the niche for this treatment will be Crohn's disease, patient who had Crohn's disease, fistula in Crohn's disease. I think that the more important message is that do not use aggressive surgery in these cases. Do not perform flap, lift, and other techniques in the case of patients who had Crohn's disease, because you need to perform 2 or 3 operations along of the life, and then patient became incontinent. We need to think that in these cases, we need to use only minimal aggressive surgery. In this context, the use of stem cell could be very, very beneficial, because we know that this product increase the capacity of healing of the tissue around the fistula.
Thank you very much, Damian.
Thank you very much, Giuseppe.